Blog Talk Radio.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the
people that's watching on Twitch right now. Unfortunately, we got to get something out the way. The elephant in the room.
I ain't that fat. That is a really horrible thing to say.
No, I'm not talking about you.
The ugliness that we saw this evening.
Yes, the ugliness we saw this evening.
You know what? Sorry. I keep thinking about it. Sorry. No. Too ugly.
It was so bad when WWE on Fox, on Facebook, had put it up. They have more complaints than cheers.
I don't even know what to say about it. It's just ugly. Your thoughts, Mike?
I don't know.
The United States Championship, though.
I don't know what he was trying to do for that one. Lord knows what he was trying to prove for that.
If it was a women's belt,
no,
then maybe, but...
No, don't even throw it on the women just because the women are ugly. Seriously, dude, that's just an ugly belt, period. Just because you don't like it, that's going to be for the women. Let the women have it. Fuck you in there. No, it's ugly.
Yeah.
Okay, it is ugly.
The only thing that was good about it was the shape of it.
It was a nice shape. But they could have, no.
I'll put it like this. The reason why they probably did that is just to make it seem like MVP is going to win the title, but he probably isn't. So it's kind of like how they did with Andre the Giant. But at least Andre was halfway decent. So.
I haven't seen Andre's Giant.
Like someone had put up, like, who be creating these belts? Who?
I'm looking at the SA champion belt now. That made it the shape that it was. But it just like really the belt that this champion in front of it. Like, champion of what?
These nuts? It says United States until you grow close. Like
right.
Mike said. It was just like, what the hell were they thinking?
They weren't. Like I said, they did that just as a Marvel employee to be able to believe that MVP actually gets the title.
You know what it was? Vince McMahon was that around. Bunch of little school kids. Now, who would like to design the new wrestling belt? Here's your colors and here's some clues.
You know, all right, boys and girls, today we're going to get a new title. I don't care what it looks like, and if you don't do the assignment, you're all fired. Sir, we don't even have jobs yet. Oh, well, your parents are.
Yeah. I can't even argue with him
because he's in his office. The championship belt should not be touched.
Just enough for showing the flag.
Right.
And now they've got it like cut down into tiny, tiny little strips that when the light hits it, it just looks like there's. Something red in it. It doesn't.
Yeah, it's mainly red and not that much blue, but the when the word says champion on
right.
it. Right. It's like. Oh my god. But seriously, WWE, what were you guys thinking?
They were thinking. We just established that.
I wonder if that 600-pound
light is under from what's
there.
It wasn't a new one.
Okay, see.
That's what
it was. Because I'm looking at the photo of it now one more time. And y'all probably can't. Oh, yeah, y'all can see it. So.
Damn, I'll keep
it. This is how it looks for people that's watching on Twitch. Looks like that. It's like not that much red and not the only blue is like the words. Like, are you freaking serious?
That part about it was they probably were serious.
And someone said the eagle wing looked like an owl.
So I'm waiting for someone to show me the Andre the Giant
Hold
one.
On, I'm getting there.
Well, so I haven't seen it either. Or I may have. If
you
have
seen it on wrestling games, you probably just didn't know what it was. Because it's been on a few games before.
Interesting.
I would give it to you when I first saw it.
You only got one episode for that?
Oh, I have seen that.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a nice belt.
That was the belt they made for Andre when WrestleMania 3 came around to beat Hogan. Since the belt that Hogan had, it wouldn't have fit them.
It would have looked like a freaking wristwatch trying to stuff it around as well.
They made that one on an episode or on the segment of the Snake Pit, and Jake the Snake presented it to Andre, and just in case he may have beat Hogan. That way he'd have had his own special belt that actually could have fit around.
Fair enough.
Yep, better belt than the piece of garbage that we saw. Wait, what are you trying to look for?
The NWA, the U.S. title was better than that. And that was when they could, and that's when they could barely afford anything.
That is crazy. I think we're going to get to talk about tonight's Raw right about now and let y'all talk about the matches and the results and stuff, because that belt just irritated me. It really did. So, let's go.
Here, there's the NWA U.S. title. That looks better than what they put out. That's the original one. That's from NWA.
Yeah, it looks decent. But still better than that.
Like I said, this is back when these barely had money.
Drew McIntyre quickly beat Heath Slater. And later on, they did a 3MB pose. Without, God, what's his name that had got injured again? Jinder Mahal. That one was all right. It just didn't have enough color. Kairi Sane beat Sasha Banks by disqualification after Bayley interference. The return of Kairi Sane, so she probably is going to be back for a little bit. I've gotten her about rumors that after her contract expired and her visa expires, she's heading back to Japan. That's yeah. Right now, that's just rumors. So. And maybe she had a change of heart, so who knows. Aleister Black was attacked backstage. Kevin Owens show with Seth Rollins as guest. And Ray and Dominik came out. They challenged Seth Rollins and Murphy to attack match, but Kevin Owens wanted to put himself in the mix, so he tagged with Rey Mysterio, and Mysterio and Kevin Owens won. And with a little help. Let's see. Of course, it was announced that MVP versus Carla Cruz for the United States Championship match at Extreme Rules. And they present that ugly, ugly United States Championship belt. Hell no, I ain't letting it go. They came up with a good idea with the Intercontinental belt. It looks nice. Although mine's is from overseas and look like all not that great. Right. But normally overseas do their belts pretty good. Like the belts I got from overseas, all of them are pretty good just except for that one. And if you see the actual, like, Intercontinental belt on, like, WWE Shop and stuff, it looks nice. No, I can understand why you're not. I can understand.
You know, his victims were always strangled and
Right. I will want that Intercontinental title, but I know I'm going to get rid of the other one I got first. But probably a day at another time. Just we'll see. Let's see. MVP and Bobby Lashley beat Ricochet and Cedric Alexander. The Kabuki Warriors challenge Sasha Banks and Bayley for the women's tag team titles next week on Raw. Randy Orton, DeAndre, and Angel Garza defeated Big Show and Viking Raiders. Of course, MVP offers Cedric Alexander to join him and Bobby Lashley. He refused. Billy Kay beats Ruby Wright. And as y'all just saw, the Asuka defeated Sasha Banks. And they just ruined it with that belt. Like, it was a decent Raw. I think it was decent. The belt just messed it up.
No, it was, to me, it was a boring show. I told you, didn't I? I was like, yep, okay, this.
Yeah, I thought you meant that about that match.
Oh, all of it, pretty much.
From 1 to 10, 10 being the highest and, of course, 1 being the lowest, what'd you give it?
Ignore that number that I just said. You might get the tracking number that I needed to keep and I couldn't remember it.
That bell is just freaking ruined it for me. I would give it a 6 as well. Some decent matches and that freaking...
My thing is this. When you've got two wrestlers on there who speak very limited English, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I mean very limited English.
Right.
Who could go out there for what? I would say a total of 5 minutes doing an interview and can make the entire show better with that 5 minutes. That tells you how weak the rest of your... off, basically. Because to me, what's his name? Randy Orton is doing the same thing that he did years ago when he mentions to those guys, oh, you're like third generation.
Oh, like he did with Legacy, yeah.
You're third generation. Well, hold on, we had Legacy before. We said we did Cody Rhodes. We've had that. We've been there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it may have worked there. We don't give a shit about you and your legacy right now. In 2010, move on.
Do you think that, like, Randy Orton, well, he's, was he? I think he's a year younger than me, I believe. Do you think he should, I wouldn't say retire, but somewhat retired?
He's a year older than you.
Oh, okay, you're older.
Born April 1st,
1980. Oh, same month.
It's not that he should retire, but to pull, to almost like he wants to revive a gimmick from, well, how long ago was that? Like, how long ago was Legacy, Mike?
That was in, like...
It's been a good 5 or more years, right? Let me have a look.
No, it was longer than that.
2008 to 2010.
Yeah.
So it's been 10 to 12 years since that gimmick. And it worked good then, but to, you know, to me it seems like he was trying to bring that back up. Having Ric Flair there, and was it me, or did they make it seem like Ric Flair was scared of Randy Orton? You can't do that. It's Ric Flair. fucking fair. You know what I mean?
Right. Just one of those things that they should...
Leave that be and move on. Don't put Ric Flair in a position where it looks like he is scared of Randy Orton. Ric Flair's the original OG. Let's be honest. And now you've got him looking like a pussy.
Mm-hmm. Does Hazel telling it like it is?
What, you expect any different from
him? Nope. Let's see. As y'all saw, as y'all was seeing the previews today, that they're doing American Bash Night 2. We can talk a little bit of Night 1. That you got Dakota Kai is now the number one contender for the women's title. Dexter Lumis, I think, yeah, he beat Roger Strong in a strap match. Yeah, they asked you a strap match. Although I was back and forth watching AEW and that at the same time. Yeah, they did. It wasn't great, but it was decent. I'm trying to think of other matches that they had. In America, those were the two main matches I really like to pay attention to. No, like, the show wasn't boring. I just can't remember, like, the rest of the matches. And I think at the time I was doing her show, too, trying to balance all three.
Remembered more than just two matches.
No, I understand.
My fault.
No, it's not. I didn't say it was anybody's fault.
Paint.
I don't see paint. Looks like a tattoo. Well, anywho, and for AEW's, they had the so-called Firefest in Night 1. I know they had a tag team match. The tag team championship match was the main event. It was Best Friends versus Kenny Omega and Adam Page. And they did retain. Then Adam Page and Kenny Omega. Cody Rhodes defended his TNT title against Jake Hager. Cody retained. Jurassic Express, well, two of them, the Luchasaurus and I forgot the other guy. Went against MJF and the Warlord or something like that. It's not like the whole complete Warlord. It's like Warlord or something like that. So I apologize if I didn't get the name right. They won. And they had their women's championship match happen as well, which was Hiro Kizaru. I can't pronounce her name. She's the current champion. She did defeat Penelope Ford. It was more, but just can't. Like I said, I've just been busy back and forth. Like her show and that at the same time, so but at least this Wednesday I won't have that problem. So We're going to play a couple of songs, and we will be right back.
Now it's my time. Help someone I want, 'cause this is my life.
put a little melody in there, and we're back. I'm gonna try to get wrestlers of the week out of the way right away. By folded by you guys on Facebook. Let's see. Drew McIntyre and Sasha Banks are male and female wrestlers of the week. Voted by you guys. Look for it every Friday or Saturday to put your vote in for wrestlers of the week, male and female. So always look for those, and we will announce them every Monday on here for that. Let's see. Besides WWE having their pay-per-view 1 week from Sunday, TNA is having their Slammiversary pay-per-view 1 week from Saturday. So it's going to be like a juggling course trying to... Ooh, hold on a second. Just fixing something for my Twitch followers. Just hold on. Sorry about that.
I ain't that fat. That is a really horrible thing to say.
No, I'm not talking about...
Oops. Just hold on a second, people. I kind of screwed up on the Twitch thing. Well, I apologize to my Twitch followers that I accidentally ended the video, and I can't get it back up there until the next day. So I'm just going to end the Twitch thing right there, if I can. Huh, that sucks. I guess one of the things they added, and I think the match was happening last week with Slammiversary, that Sammy Callahan and Ken Shamrock was going to tag up and go against the North for the Impact World Tag Team Championship. Of course, the Fatal 4-Way for the Impact Championship. And I think that's all I read about. Let me check their website right quick. Let's see, Deanna Purrazzo versus Jordan E. Grace. They battle for the Knockouts Championship. And now Impact is going to be 9, 8 Central this Tuesday. Let's see. Let me see if I can find the information on. Yeah, it's a fatal four-way elimination for Impact World Championship. That Ace Austin versus Eddie Edwards versus Trey and a unnamed person. X Division Championship, Worthy Mack versus Chris Bay. And number one contender knockout gauntlet match is going to happen. It went up like that. So that's what's going on with Slammiversary so far. That's next Saturday, July 18th. Let's look for a little bit of news, shall we? Congratulations to Sarah Logan, the former WWE star and current WWE star, one half of the Viking Raiders, Eric. They are expecting to have their child. So congratulations to them. Reveals who he wants to wrestle when he returns. That's cool. Seth Rollins, AJ Styles. Let's see. Cesaro, Shinsuke, Riddle. And Ricochet. That's all. Let's see. Okay. Let's this week SmackDown hits a new low rating. Low in viewership since the series debut. It's the first hour drew 1.797 and the hour drew 1.576 million. And we lose the effect of with the 4th of July weekend. Last week's show drew 2.173 million viewers. Previous record low was 1.919 million viewers on May 1st. And they, let's see, what was advertised for this show? They had the tag team champions, New Day, go against Shinsuke and Cesaro, which they beat them down in a tag match. Well, I remember some matches from last week now. You have Baron Corbin going against Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle won. Let's see. Let's listen to. Oh yeah, they will show the Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman for the Universal Championship. They from Money in the Bank. Although Alexa Bliss did face Bailey earlier on that this past Friday. I think it was no contest if I was right. So a couple of tag team matches that they're gonna have for next week. Let's see, more news, more news. Like with that Hardy and Sheamus segment, it was all right, but it wasn't all that great. Likely. Well, July 15th NXT episodes to air, July 15th episode and July 22nd episode. SmackDown episode to air July 17th on July 17th. Of course, July 19th is Extreme Rules. Raw episodes to air July 20th and 27th. SmackDown episodes to air July 24th and July 31st. For the July, on July 21st. NXT episodes to air July 25th and, 29th and August 5th on July 29th. August 3rd, Raw episodes to air August 3rd and August 10th. August 4th, SmackDown episodes to air August 7th and August 14th. Let's see, NXT episode to air August 12th and August 19th. From August 12th. August 17th, Raw episode to air on August 17th. I guess that's going to be a live one. SmackDown episode to air August 21st on 205 Main Event and Raw Talk. Of course, August 22nd, the NXT TakeOver. And August 23rd is SummerSlam, but this is when they inquire about the location of SummerSlam. It was said to be determined. Well, it's not confirmed yet, but possible it could be at the Performance Center, which I know they didn't want. See if there's any more news. Just hold on a second here. Oh, yeah, WWE reportedly finalized the deal to purchase Evolve Wrestling. She torn an ACL last summer, and she was preparing for a WWE return prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. She said, "The doc already cleared me, so I was literally just getting the last 2 weeks getting clear for some back to in-ring action, and everything got shut down. So I went home and just haven't been back since. There's no need to take that risk of going there if I'm not doing anything. I'd rather buy my time and wait for a perfect opportunity." More news. Let's see, that's pretty much is all we can talk about for news. So we can get that out the way. here we're saying we got like a few minutes left. I might as well just talk about check out wrestlingfanspeakout.weebly.com. Check out for upcoming events and maybe some possible meet and greets and things like that. So although the meet and greets right now is empty, there may be some in August, or I know there's definitely going to be one in September for a meet and greet, but you just have to go to the website to find that out. Look for Wrestling Fans Speak Out on Facebook. Look for Maddie's Memory on Facebook as well. Also, follow WFSO on Twitter. And also, look for us on YouTube. Like and subscribe our YouTube page. See like past videos and upcoming videos. So the next two upcoming videos for YouTube will probably end up being like the predictions of Slammiversary and predictions of Extreme Rules as well. There's going to be two separate videos that's going to be coming out for that. So, and there's going to be a video coming up soon. I'm going to talk about a little bit of the Milwaukee Bucks as their season get, well, it seems like they added three more games to that 8-game. I don't know if the 3 games going to be like a preview or just going to be added to there. But right now, it seems like it's added to there. And if I can look on it right now. Oh, now it wants to go live. Yeah, we just leave it as it is. Make up for it sooner or later when I do like a video. Yeah, because I'm going on the Bucks app and right, and I saw that they was playing Spurs. It's like, when did this get added on here? So they face the Spurs. It'll be 2 o'clock our time, probably 3 o'clock, where they're going to be playing at in Orlando. From Visa Athletic Center, July 23rd. July 25th, this one's going to be at 11:30 a.m. The Bucks play against the Kings. And July 27th, they play against the New Orleans Pelicans. This will be 7 o'clock our time. And I guess the real season is supposed to begin July 30th. So, that said, they got Celtics versus Bucks July 31st. Oh, come on. Well, we're going to be running out of time. Don't forget about Hazel's show this Wednesday. Like I said, I'm probably going to do a video and also probably a Twitch video just talking about the Bucks before their season starts. So, and thank you all for listening. Until then, y'all get to hear Hazel on Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 o'clock Central. Tune in. Y'all have a good night and have a good week.